It's our buddy Vince Wilfork. Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Vince.
What's up?
You were making me a little nervous last night. I didn't know if you were going to be yelling at me or anything today. You okay today?
Yeah, I'm fine today. I'm fine today.
You were a little excitable
last night. What was the problem last night? What was getting you all upset?
Well, first of all, you know, they get away with so much stuff. I mean, Denver Broncos in general. You know, they just get away with too many things. And before the game, I said something to the officials about, you know, they're holding and everything. And they say they'll keep an eye on it and everything. So on the one particular play, yeah, I got tripped up and everything. But as, you know, I'm trying to get up off the ground, he just flops on me. So I'm like, you know, I'm not going to stand down here and just have you flop on me like I'm, you know, it had me pissed, you know what I mean? And I was fed up with it. So things got out of hand right there. But at the same token, man, you know what? I'm not mad at how we play the game. I'm not mad at anything that I've done. So we played that game exactly the way we wanted to play it, and we was aggressive. We had a lot of energy. We dictated the outcome of the game. We played them on our terms. We didn't. It wasn't vice versa. So we did what we wanted to do to them. So, and then the second one, you know, the ref, he told me that it was the wrong number he called because they talking about some celebrating. And I wasn't nowhere near them celebrating, so he was like, "That was a wrong number he called out." But I was like, you know, it just got a little frustrating at the end. But
tell him to tell the 60,000 people in the stadium he got the wrong
number.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah, so it was only one of them, but the second one wasn't me. It was a celebration and everything. So, but I mean, it really didn't bother me. But hey, we won, and like I say, I'm proud of the way we played. That's the main thing. I'm proud of the way we played, how we came out and played that game, because all week in practice, we said we wanted to play that style of football. And, I mean, the show, we was very aggressive. I mean, when we hit people, we made it count, you know, and it was a couple of times we hit them and they didn't want to get off the ground and everything. So with that being said, I mean, a couple years back, I remember, you know, Denver's playing, you know, San Diego when one of the Denver defensive linemen got in the big spoil with the same offensive line. So, I mean, you could say it's the, you know, the defense, but, I mean, if you have the same outcomes of this team with different teams, it's something wrong there. It ain't me. It's not, you know, the guy from San Diego. It's something wrong right there, and, I mean, it's them. So until they put a stop to it, it's going to keep happening.
Connect this performance on Monday night to the performance in San Diego. I'm just guessing that you guys looked at that film, especially as a defensive line, and said that will never happen again because Phillip Rivers was not pressured in that game, and they didn't have to pay for much. I mean, there wasn't a lot of there weren't a lot of uncomfortable moments for the quarterback. Did that have something to do with this game, the way you guys played against San Diego?
Well, I mean, yeah and no. I mean, going back to the San Diego game, a lot of times in that game, we got a seven-man protect. And no matter if you would beat your man freely in that game, how quick that ball was coming out, because they went into that game saying, hey, we want to throw deep, we want to attack deep. Either we're going to catch it or it's going to be a pass interference or whatever. I think that's how San Diego approached the game, because soon he got back into his drop, the ball was coming out. But it was times where, you know, he sat back and held the ball. But the plays that we got hurt on against San Diego was six big plays, and all of them resulted in scoring opportunities. So go to the last night. We didn't give up any big plays, and you see the outcome. So, I mean, yeah, up front, we wanted to handle, you know, take care of the pass rush, and our main focus was on stopping the run, playing the run. Denver coming in, the best offense in the league by far, averaging over 400-something yards total offense. And we basically, you know, we came and we shut them down. I mean, people can say what they want to say, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be still some more critics out there trying to critique what we did and what we did wrong and stuff like that. But it don't matter. It don't matter. We did up front, our front seven, we was – the main focal point of stopping the run and let the back four may be, you protect the passing game. And that was our game plan, and we executed it well.
Vince, you guys like the critics, though, don't you? I mean, if you didn't, if you didn't have the critics, you wouldn't have a lot of the material, that a lot of that fodder that really gets you guys going, right?
I mean, trust me, we got a heck of a coach. So, I mean, with critics or without critics, he's going to point out things we need to get better on. And, I mean, we're all professional here. We all been playing ball for a long time. So we hard on ourselves when it's come down to watching film and trying to correct what we need to correct. So we don't need no outsiders telling us how we got to do this or what they think we should be doing, because if that's the case, they're in the wrong business. They need to be on the other side. They need to be come coaching. And it's a reason why they're not coaching and they're in the media. So
getting a little too close now. It's getting a little too personal.
You got things. But you know what? One thing I can say, the media that we have up here, we have great media. That's one thing I can say. We have great media. Even when times are bad, you get the point across, but at the same token, we never have anyone doubt us from up this way. And you know what? And that goes a long way. I mean, most of the people that sees us and say, oh, they're not this, they're not that, it's some media elsewhere. I mean, it's not the Boston media. It's not nowhere up here. Trust me on that one. So that's a big plus. So I'm not talking about you, Dale and Holly. I'm not talking about you guys. But like I said, it's all on us, man. I mean, it's what we have in that locker room. It's what we have in our meeting rooms. We know what we have to do. Some people look at the game differently. So we're going to let people outside stay outside and just try to look in and see what we could do, and we're going to continue to do what we have to do in our locker room, and that's basically play 6 minutes and finish. So yesterday was a great win for us. I mean, we need to go forward with this one. I mean, we felt good. Like I said, we felt good the whole week of practice. We felt good going into a pregame. I mean, it was, for some reason, it felt like a different ball club out there all week. I mean, throughout practice and throughout the pregame, it felt like a different ball club. You could just feel it, and we showed it.
There was only one downer on the whole night. We don't know officially what the outcome of Rodney's injury will be, but you don't have to be a genius to know that it didn't look very good as he went off the field on the cart. Your feelings about Rodney, both as a leader on this team, but more importantly as a teammate and a friend?
You know what, man? That's one guy who played this game with such passion. I mean, I don't think you have any other guy that you can look around in this locker room and be like, this guy played with a lot of heart, and he put everything he have on the field for you. And when you have someone like that, it's so easy to go play. I mean, just to see how he approached the game, is you don't get that every day. I mean, between that guy and being around Tom and being around Randy, and I mean, there's a bunch of other guys, but guys at a high level like they have been and how they made their career over the past years and see them, how they work, it's unbelievable. And as a friend, you know, it bothers me a lot because, you know, we spend time together. We watch film together. We eat dinner together. We go out together. And we do a lot of things together. And to see somebody go down with an injury, you never want that. I mean, and especially when it's somebody that's close to you. You know, it kind of takes something from you. But at the same token, being the leader that he is, Hot Rod, I mean, whatever it may be, you know, I'm hoping for the best. But like I said, I don't know what the deal is with him. We'll find out tomorrow. But, you know, I hope everything is good with him, because that'll be a huge blow for us. Especially from the leadership standpoint.
What do you say to him? I mean, what do you say to a guy who goes through an injury that potentially could end his season?
I mean, it ain't too much that you can say. I mean, you know, that's a tough one. You know, that's a tough one, and especially a guy that's, you know, up later in his career and still playing this game with the love and the same passion that he came in at. I mean, it's really nothing that you can say. It's just basically, you know, just looking, you know, you feel bad for him, you know, you feel bad for that person. And like I say, I don't, you know, knowing him personally, I know how much he loved this game. So he going to do whatever he can in his willpower to get back. I don't know if he can or not, but I know knowing him, he's going to try to do everything in his willpower. But, you know, some things is out of reach sometimes. You know, sometimes, you know, it's you have to basically just, you know, sit down or whatever. But if he have anything to do with it and if it's an injury that he can play with, he'll play.
How do you make sure that this team takes that enthusiasm, that heart that you saw all last week in practice, and brings it back to the practice field this week?
You know what? That's what you have leaders for. I mean, that's why we'll sit back and we'll watch this film. You know, first, we'll probably watch practice film before we watch this film, because it started in practice. I mean, we went out in practice with a high energy, with high level of confidence, very prepared. We started that Wednesday in our preparation. So going forward, we'll probably attack that practice like we had last week, just show that practice and then show the game and see the carryover. And I think that's a stepping stone as a team. I think that's something that we need, because we had some believing, and probably we had probably people that was on the bubble of believing. But after Monday night, everybody should be a believer, because everything that we did in the practice, we did in the game. We had a great run game in offense in practice. It showed in the game. We had great responsibilities, our run reads and everything. No deep balls, a lot of turnovers in practice. It showed on the field. Special teams, they did what they had to do in practice, and it showed on the field. So I mean, things that we did through the course of that week leading up to Monday night, it showed on Sunday. I mean, showed on Monday night. So we need to use that as a stepping stone as each week progress. Just get better and better each week and just add to it.
And Vince, let's see if you agree with this. I haven't seen that type of energy, intensity, and just game-changing plays from this defense. I haven't seen it this year. Would you agree that it's the first time this year that you guys have played like that?
Yeah. And like I say, for some reason, going into practice last week, it started Wednesday. I mean, we were out there. We was pumped. We wasn't down on ourselves from, you know, losing to San Diego, coming back home, and, you know, everybody saying this, saying that. We put all that aside, and we dedicated that week of getting better. And hopefully that week changed our whole season, gonna better our whole season. And we played with a lot of passion last night, a lot of energy. I mean, from everywhere. Even the fans got into it, man. And that was one thing I never seen in Gillette Stadium in a regular season game in a long time. Even the fans, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. But that goes to show you, when you play with the passion and the energy level that we had last night, what can happen, man? The offense, Denver Broncos offense, they were shell-shocked. They really didn't know. They really didn't know what to do, because you have 11 guys on defense getting to the ball, running to the ball. You have guys getting cut, getting up and trying to get to the ball. That is intimidating. I'm telling you now, that is very intimidating when you have a guy that's going to get cut, or you don't block a guy on the backside and he's making the play. That's very intimidating, because we had that for 60 minutes yesterday, and we need to build on that.
I'll bet you didn't realize that your helmet changed the game from the very first play when Jay Cutler hit his index finger on his throwing hand off of your helmet.
Yeah, I didn't even know that either. You were the first person that told me, you know, his hand hit my helmet. I didn't even know his hand hit. I just thought, you know, he hit like one of his linemen showed the pass or something like that. But, we just play. And I you hate to have, you know, get guys injured and everything like that there. But, you know, he wasn't himself after that, and everybody's seen it, you know. So we have to build on this. I mean, we have to look at this film, and we have to build on it and move forward, because it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher as the season goes on. But this is a stepping stone that we needed. I think everybody is going to be happy the way when we click this film on. I think guys are going to be happy to see themselves and how we play as a team, not just individuals, as a team, how we put it all together, and it started last week in practice.
You made me lose a bet, by the way. I just got to tell you that.
What?
I said to Dale, Dale said, I'm going to ask Vince why he was so upset last night. I said, I can tell you this. He will use one of my favorite phrases. He will use point blank at some point in describing what happened. And you didn't say point blank this entire interview. Why not?
Yeah.
You always say point blank.
I mean, point blank. Take it. You know what? Because, I mean, like I say, man, I'm happy with the way we played. You know, and minus the penalties and all that, everything, yeah, we got to deal with that. But we're not a heavy penalized team, first of all. That game meant so much to, I think, two individuals personally, did more than anything. Because I think we took it upon ourselves to go out and try to make a difference. Play your technique, do your job, but be aggressive doing it. And I think that's what we did. And that's why that's one thing I'm not going to take back. I don't feel sorry for anything I've done. What happens, happens. I deal with it, and we're just going to roll on. But it's going to be more high-intensity games that we're going to play, and we need that energy level. And it started on Monday night.
Can I ask you for a favor before we go?
Talk to me.
All right. We've known each other for a little while now. I did watch last night's game. If at any point in our relationship I start to piss you off, will you just give me a little warning ahead of time? Just let
me
know so I don't go too far.
I warned him and the ref the whole game. So it was a point in time that, hey, I'm fed. I'm tired of that now. So,
well, warn me too.
We better than that. We'll never get to that point.
Okay.
Because I like you.
All right. Good to talk to you, Vince. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right, Vince.
That is Patriots nose tackle Vince Wilfork.